We interrupt this program to bring you...
OT, OT.
It's disgusting. I don't want to talk about it. No, it's too disgusting. Don't say it. It's disgusting.
Back on overtime for hour number two of the show. Last hour before we get you into your weekend here. 865-546-8200. 546-8200. I'm talking a lot about the Orange and White game. Talking about your Masters update. Tiger Woods on the move. Tiger Woods in the hunt for that tie for first place. Just one shot off the lead last I checked. I don't think anything's changed since two minutes ago.
Six under.
Ben's on top of it. Ben's on top of it. Ben is
our go-to golf expert
on overtime right here since we just had to pull him off the golf course to get in here this evening. We once again thank him for getting called out of the bullpen and joining us here tonight.
Of course.
Absolutely. And we had Lucas Panzeca on just about 15, 20 minutes ago. Talked about the Orange and White game. Talked about the Tennessee Titans in the NFL draft going to be in Nashville in less than 2 weeks. And, of course, had a little bit of Thrones talk. Lucas, a big Game of Thrones fan. I just became one. So we had a nice discussion in anticipation of the final season of Game of Thrones on HBO, 9 o'clock Eastern this Sunday. Man, oh, I just want a good Sunday. Give me the Sunday of Tiger donning the green jacket and just a damn amazing first episode of the final season of Thrones. That's all I ask for here. But I know what y'all are asking for right now. It is 7 o'clock. It's time we turn over to Cole McCormick. He gave me part one of the visitors that are going to be on campus for the Orange and White game tomorrow. Spring game's always a big time for recruiting visits and also a big time for hashtag commit watch as well. Going to turn over to him here. And Cole, I think, is also going to shoot his shot when it comes to Tennessee picking up a really big time commitment after this weekend as well. So without further ado, Cole Talk.
All right. Thank you, Tanner. Let's see here. Let me scroll back up here. Doing a little bit of research while Tanner was talking. Tonight we will start with Will Shipley. Mr. Shipley is, a running back in the 2021 class, 5'11", 193 pounds. He comes from Matthews, North Carolina. He will be here in a few weeks, hasn't said when, but he has told multiple outlets around town that he will be visiting Tennessee in just a few weeks. Even though he is a North Carolina native, he will be visiting Knoxville. Number one all-purpose back in the 2021 class, second best player in the state of North Carolina, 44th nationally, according to 247 Sports composite rankings. Current crystal ball predictions for Mr. Shipley sit at 100% to NC State. Other offers for the young man come from Arkansas, Duke, Georgia, NC State, of course, and North Carolina, to just name a few. So big-time running back in next year's class. We'll be visiting Tennessee soon. Not official yet, but soon. Next, Kobe Hudson will be in town this weekend. He tweets Tennessee this weekend, hashtag GBO. Mr. Hudson is a current Auburn Tiger commit. He is from LaGrange, Georgia, down at Troop County High School. He is a wide receiver in the 2020 class, 6'1", 186 pounds. Four-star guy, according to 247 Sports Composite Rankings. 14th overall wide receiver in the class, 8th best player in the state of Georgia, 66th overall prospect in the country. Since he is an Auburn commit at the moment, of course, crystal ball predictions 100% to the Tigers. Other commits for his services come from Alabama, Appalachian State, Arkansas, Clemson, and, of course, your Tennessee Volunteers, to just name a few. Next, we have, let's see, who is next? I think I lost. Here we go. Braylon Johnson will be on campus over the weekend. He tweets Tennessee tomorrow. Mr. Johnson is a wide receiver out of Duncan, South Carolina at Bryns High School. I can't read. He is in the 2020 class, 6 foot, 170 pounds. No rankings at the moment, no crystal ball predictions at the moment. Current offers for Mr. Johnson come from Appalachian State, Coastal Carolina, East Carolina, Georgia State, and Virginia. So good to have another visitor on campus this weekend. Next, Tyler Moorhead will also be on campus this weekend. He tweets Knoxville this weekend and tags a few recruiting outlets around town. Mr. Moorhead is an athlete in the 2021 class. He is out of Homerville, Georgia at Clinch County High School. 5'11", 175 pounds. 247 Sports has him ranked pretty high. 10th overall safety in the 2021 class, 18th best player in the state of Georgia. Current crystal ball prediction sit at 100% to Florida State. Only has three offers at the moment. Florida State, of course, Kentucky, and then your Tennessee Volunteers. So another 2021 guy will be on campus checking out Tennessee and everything they have to offer. Next, we will switch to the hardwood momentarily. Jalen Cohn, we've talked about him before, but Tennessee has given him an offer to switch and move up to the 2019 class, reclassify and be a 2019 guy instead of a 2020 guy, and he would be able to play immediately. Mr. Cohn is out of Walkertown, North Carolina at Walkertown High School. Point guard in the 2020 class, 5'11", 163 pounds. Four-star guy, according to 247 Sports Composite Rankings. 12th overall point guard in the class in the 2020 class. Fourth best player in the 2020 class. 83rd nationally in the class. Current crystal ball prediction sit at 100% to Virginia Tech. Other offers for Mr. Cohn come from, of course, Virginia Tech and Tennessee, and also Appalachian State, Coastal Carolina, Hampton, and Ole Miss. And this just has to be an effort or an insurance policy for Barnes if Jordan Bone actually does go to the NBA, correct? I mean, that's what it has to be.
We will trade in our J Bone for a J Cone.
There you go. Very, very close.
Yes, I'm the first one to make that joke today.
I like
Thank
it.
You.
I like it. So, yeah, a little hardwood news, even though tomorrow is the orange and white game. Next, we'll go back to football. Richie Leonard IV will be on campus this weekend. He tweets, I will be in Knoxville Saturday, hashtag GBO. Mr. Leonard is a current Kentucky Wildcat commit. He is an offensive tackle in the 2020 class out of Cocoa, Florida, down at Cocoa High School. 6'3", 320 pounds, an absolute mountain of a man. Currently, 247 Sports Rankings has him as a three-star prospect, 48th guard in the class, even though he is listed as a tackle, and 100th best player in the state of Florida. Current crystal ball prediction, this is very odd, 100% to Florida State, even though he is currently committed to Kentucky. Other offers come from Miami, West Virginia, and Duke, and then, of course, Kentucky and Florida State, to name a few. Next, let me scroll down here. Dejon, however you want to say it, Reynolds will also be on campus this weekend. He tweets, University of Tennessee tomorrow, hashtag GBO. Mr. Reynolds is from Lawrenceville, Georgia, at Central Gwinnett High School. He's an athlete in the 2021 class, 6'2", 195 pounds. Let's see. Currently ranked as a three-star prospect, according to 247 Sports Rankings. No crystal ball predictions at the moment. Other offers for Mr. Reynolds come from Auburn, Baylor, Florida, Georgia Tech, and Kentucky, to name a few. Next, one of the stars of this 2019 class for Tennessee football will be on campus. I'm talking about Savion Williams. Mr. Williams, you know him and you love him. He tweets Knoxville, Tennessee. He just tweeted that just about an hour ago, a few hours ago. So he is here in town. JUCO prospect, as I said, he is from Upper Marlboro, Maryland, but he plays at Lackawanna Community College. Defensive tackle in the 2019 class, 6'4", 300 pounds, four-star guy, according to 247 Sports Composite JUCO Rankings, number one defensive tackle in the JUCO Rankings this year, third best player in the state of Maryland, and 14th best JUCO player in the country. Current crystal ball predictions, no love for Tennessee, even though he is a Tennessee commit, 50% to West Virginia and 50% to Georgia, but as I said, he is a Tennessee commit. Other offers for him, who really cares because he is ours, but Alabama State, Georgia, Maryland, North Carolina State, but he is officially a Tennessee Volunteer, and he is on campus. A few more here for tonight. Jonathan Jefferson has been offered a scholarship to Tennessee. He tweets, blessed to receive an offer from the University of Tennessee, hashtag GBO. Mr. Jefferson is a defensive end in the 2021 class. He is out of Douglasville, Georgia at Douglas County High School. 6'3", 237 pounds. 247 Sports Rankings has him as a four-star prospect in the 2021 class, 19th overall defensive end in the class, 22nd best player out of the state of Georgia. No crystal ball predictions at the moment. Other offers for Mr. Jefferson come from Alabama, Auburn, Duke, Georgia, and Kentucky to go along with his new and fresh Tennessee offer. Next, Jaden Barron has also been offered a scholarship to Tennessee. He tweets, after a great talk with Coach, I don't know who he tagged here, Coach O'Brien, it's a blessing to receive an offer from the University of Tennessee, hashtag Go Vols, hashtag Rep 512. Mr. Barron is a current TCU Horned Frog commit, but with a new Tennessee offer, you never know if that could sway him or not. He is out of Austin, Texas, corner in the 2020 class, 5'11", 175 pounds. Let's see, 247 Sports Rankings has him as a three-star guy, 60th best corner in the 2020 class, 112th best player in the state of Texas. Only four offers right now, TCU, Arizona, Oklahoma State, and Tennessee. So good to see Mr. Barron getting an offer from Tennessee. And then the last update before I wrap it up here, Jarquez Hunter has also been given a scholarship to Tennessee. He tweets, I am extremely honored and blessed to say I have received an offer from the University of Tennessee, hashtag Go Vols. Mr. Hunter is a running back in the 2021 class. He's out of Philadelphia, Mississippi at Neshoba Central High School, 5'10", 183-pound running back. No rankings at the moment, but one crystal ball prediction to Ole Miss. Other offers come from Ole Miss, Tennessee, and he has one more. Let me see if I can find it here quickly before I end. And South Alabama. So only three offers now. Tennessee, the newest offer for him today. Oh, excuse me, I'm wrong. Southern Miss, the fourth. Four offers for the young man, but the newest one being to Tennessee. Always love to see that. So that's all I have for the updates. But I will mention before I hand it back over to Tanner, give him the keys. Tanner, we were talking before the show started about the guys coming in. I kind of mentioned it a little bit yesterday. Tennessee could be on commit watch. I am putting us officially on commit watch.
Officially on commit watch.
I don't want to name names. I just have a hunch. Been told by a couple people I trust, to watch out for a very big-time commit over the weekend. So we'll have to see what happens. But I just wanted to pass along to all the listeners out there. I'm very excited for the weekend, of course, not just because it's Orange and White weekend, but a very big recruiting weekend, and I feel come Saturday night, Sunday morning, could be getting some good news.
Did they deliver you the news with, like, some eyeball emojis?
They did. The eyeball emojis always get to me. They know how to work me.
When the eyeball emojis are out, you best pay attention.
That's exactly right.
And do your official ending, Cole.
That will conclude this Friday edition of the recruiting update. Thank you, fellas.
Thank you, Cole. Thank you. Have to follow protocol here. You know how it is.
Have to.
The recruiting update is always brought to you by Knoxville Stone Interiors, your go-to countertop renovation source. KSI is a local woman-owned business. They've been serving Knoxville and the surrounding area for over a decade now. Granite, quartz, marble, and more. Whatever the surface, they have got your solution and hundreds of different options, all at the best value. In Knoxville, when they install them in your house, it's going to be very quick, very efficient. Most installations will take less than a day. You can still go see the KSI showroom at 3900 Millbrook Pike, although it's being updated. Come on in. It's still fine. Just mind the dust and just a little bit of the things that are being moved around there. They're still open for business at 3900 Millbrook Pike while they get that one updated, and also get the new kitchen center on Kingston Pike updated as well. Give them a call at 865-971-5800 or go online to knoxstoneinteriors.com to get a free in-home estimate for your project, and keep up with them on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and their YouTube channel as well. Always posting new updates on their daily. It's Knoxville Stone Interiors. They've done 9,000 kitchen and bath makeovers and counting, and be sure to take advantage of the 9 to 2 showroom hours they will have at Millbrook Pike tomorrow. Maybe stop in there, say hi to Kelly and the friendly KSI staff while you're about to go on down to campus to tailgate and get yourself nice and ready for the Orange and White game tomorrow as well. Ben Thurman, any more Masters updates? I know you've been keeping close watch.
I've been watching, and a little bit of sad news. We're doing all right, but Tiger had a pretty routine on 16. He had a pretty routine putt for another birdie that would have tied him for the lead.
He missed it.
Left or right outside of the cup.
I was following the Tiger. Following Tiger Tracker.
Within 10 feet, I think.
Oh, so rough. That's fine. That's fine.
So he's on 18 right now, but the lead is still. Five tied it.
We're not panicking.
Five tied it, minus -7.
He's going to be in this thing on Sunday. I just got a feeling. I'm not saying he's going to get the green jacket. He's going to be in this thing on Sunday, though.
And that's just super exciting.
So not panicking. Hope he keeps playing good golf, obviously. But Koepka as well. He's been playing great, consistent golf. I like to see him. And, hell, let Lefty keep playing some good golf, too.
Yeah, he's in the hunt. He's right there. He's 4-under.
Love to see those familiar
names.
Still got
2 days.
Oh, absolutely. Just keep up in there. Keep that logjam up near the lead. Makes for some very dramatic finishing on Sunday as well. Quick Georgia-Tennessee score update. There is no score. That is your update. Bottom of the third is still scoreless between the number 2 Bulldogs and your Balls. But let's see here. I don't even know what number that is. Tennessee's at the plate, though, with no outs here. Trying to get some movement over at Lindsey Nelson Stadium. We'll update you on that if anything changes here. But right now we're going to hit another break and be back with more overtime on the other side. 865-546-8200. 546-8200. You'll have to hop on the Fan Run phone lines here. Be back with more OT on the other side. No more moving in Augusta just yet here, and still scores at Lindsey Nelson, although it's 2-1 for the Vols, trying to go ahead and win the series, get a big upset against number 2 Georgia here while we still wait on any updates on either of those. Right now, more movement and more dysfunction over for the Los Angeles Lakers. We don't talk a lot of NBA, but I mean, seems pretty timely. Playoffs start tomorrow, and LeBron and the Lakers, even though they're not in the playoffs, finding ways to stay relevant. You had Magic Johnson resign earlier in the week, just all of a sudden and abruptly. And no real shocker here, Luke Walton wasn't really going to survive this.
No, we didn't think so.
So he doesn't get fired, but they have mutually agreed to part ways, which is he got fired.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Pretty much LeBron fired him.
Pretty much.
After 3 seasons, Luke Walton is out. So what was supposed to be, man, I thought Luke Walton, that was a great hire when he was an interim for the Warriors. He was the one that led them on that historical undefeated start.
Yeah, I was about to say that it was.
You know, he used that to get the head coaching gig. If not the most storied franchise in the NBA, the second most storied franchise in the entire NBA. 3 seasons, 1 season with LeBron, out. And already... you got Woj dropping the Woj bombs.
Oh, I love him.
He reports that former Cavs coach Tyronn Lue is a strong front runner to replace Luke Walton.
Okay.
Why'd they just hire Bill
Walton?
Hire Bill Walton?
I would love it.
Would that not be funny?
I would love
it. Still call him plays. He just set the team in the hell and tell him about when he was like really, really high at that one Grateful Dead show.
Yeah.
One of the thousands of Grateful Dead shows he was really high at.
Yeah.
But also,
LeBron will be the actual coach.
Yeah, he's always going to be the actual coach here. What do you think? Tyronn Lue's going to be the front runner here. And so he's just a figurehead. He's LeBron's buddy. LeBron's going to call the damn plays.
Yep.
Didn't LeBron do this exact same thing that David Blatt, when he went to Cleveland, moved back from the Miami to Cleveland, David Blatt was hired, and he...
Blatt made it like half a season.
Yeah, and he ran him out of there. I think
half
it was LeBron.
Half a season before getting Tyronn Lue. Also, Woj also says, 76ers assistant Monty Williams joins Ty Lue as the central candidates in the Lakers search, according to league sources that Woj has talked to. Lakers GM, I think this is a funny sense because we know this is a blatant lie, Lakers GM Rob Pelinka will run the coaching search, a source told Ramona Shelburne of ESPN.
No, I'm sure he will.
He will run it.
Yeah, I'm sure he will.
Man, what a colossal disaster season for the Lakers. they got LeBron, and there was so much fanfare, they couldn't get any other big superstar to join them, though. But it's fine. It's LeBron. He took those awful Cavs rosters all the way to the finals. You know, it's fine. He can put the team on his back. Even if it's a little tougher road out in the West, he's going to be in the Western Conference Finals. That's what everybody thought.
Yeah.
But then LeBron gets hurt. Lonzo Ball stays hurt. A lot of the other team just sucks. Mm-hmm. It's a dysfunctional mess. They can't get any other big superstar to help them out. 37-45, the Lakers finish. 10th place in the West.
Golly.
Out of the playoffs. LeBron, the first time since LeBron's second year in the league, he has not even been in the playoffs. So a streak of LeBron making the playoffs is over. The streak of LeBron making the finals is over.
What was that, 7-7?
This is the first time since 2010 we will not have a LeBron-led team in the finals.
Good.
I'm
sick of it.
And, Cole, yeah, a lot of casual NBA fans are also sick of it too, but, damn it, that's not a great run
of
dominance.
It's extremely impressive. I mean, I'm a fan of the guy. I do like LeBron.
I like him too. I don't like his attitude.
It would be nice to see a different team.
I don't like LeBron's attitude a lot, though. LeBron's like still such a conflicting figure for a lot of people.
Yeah.
He's not a bad guy. He's one of the most, as far as charity goes, he's one of the most generous people there is. He opened up his own school.
Yeah.
I mean, he opened up a school. I mean, he's never had, you know, awful off the court situations.
That would not
once.
Nothing like Kobe ever get into. He didn't have, you know, gambling problems like MJ had. Any of this other stuff. But when it comes to him getting on a power trip with these teams, though, it's rough stuff.
Yeah.
Now the Lakers are in a situation where they still got the cap space. Magic and company left them with the cap space to where they can get a pretty damn good player to join them.
Yeah, they
next season. Right now, though, just cleaning the house. Magic gone. Luke Walton gone. It's just going to be President and Coach LeBron.
Yeah, it really will be.
Next year.
I mean, that's what he did with the Cavs.
Is it a stretch to say LeBron's a cancer? When it comes to stuff like this?
When it comes to authority, yes.
But then you can't also deny the fact that he has been to 7 straight finals, so it's not like he's a cancer to your team.
But yeah, like it's worth it.
His
teammates always respond to him well.
Yeah.
I mean, he's LeBron James. He's going to garner the absolute utmost respect wherever he goes.
I mean, to your front office,
I'd say a cancer.
But I mean, like we said, 7 straight finals. He's won, three of them?
Yeah.
So, I mean, he can win. It's just if you want to take on that, if you're an owner, front office guy, if you want to deal with that, which obviously the Lakers do.
He's going all Hollywood, too, once he's been to L.A.
Awesome.
He's like the host of that game show. He's doing Space Jam, which you can't find at co-stars for.
Yeah.
Like Giannis and I think a few others have declined the offer from LeBron to be in the movie with him.
Don't ruin Space Jam, LeBron.
Please
you do.
Don't.
You can ruin the Cavs. You can ruin the Lakers. Don't ruin Space Jam. Also didn't help that Luke Walton wasn't that good of a coach either. He was, in three seasons, he was 98-148.
Yeah.
50 games below 500. Not good.
It was always.
Not good, Luke.
It was always so weird to me that Luke Walton was the coach and LeBron was on the team because they went in the same draft. They were in the same draft.
They really did.
I know.
They really did.
It was always very odd to me.
I don't know, but God. It's going to be. He's trying to make it Cleveland all over again, getting Ty Lue there.
Yeah.
But if you're a Lakers fan, don't you kind of cringe at the thought of getting Ty Lue? I mean, right?
Yes and no.
I don't think that's going to turn out right.
I mean, yes and no, because Ty Lue obviously is not a coach. He's just somebody to fill a seat in a position. That's all he is at the Cavs.
Did you know Tyronn Lue was born in a town called Mexico, Missouri?
Really?
That's just a random fact here. Can you guess where Tyronn Lue played basketball? He played his college career in the 90s. He was a first-round pick, by the way.
Missouri.
Ooh, you were close. A little more west. Just slightly west.
Nebraska.
Really? Ding, ding, ding. He's a Cornhusker.
Okay.
He's a Cornhusker. And his NBA career highlight, even though he won two NBA titles with the Lakers, his highlight is getting stepped over by Allen Iverson.
Yeah, that's what he was remembered for.
I mean, why would you want him?
I mean, it worked in Cleveland.
Yeah.
If it could work in Cleveland, why can't it work in
And then the Cavs fired him six games into this season.
Well,
because
yeah.
they start 0-6.
Well, yeah. That once LeBron left, yeah, the whole thing, you could tell, it just didn't work. But if LeBron is on the team and the, and you're doing this, it works.
Well, they need another player. They need another star with him. It's clearly not just LeBron and his band of misfits can just take you to the finals every year.
Yeah, it's – I mean, the thing the Cavs got screwed on is they didn't let Ty Lue go and go look for an actual coach. If LeBron ends up winning a title or, you know, a few down in L.A., if they bring Ty Lue on and he decides to go somewhere else or retire or what have you, whatever day he leaves, Tyronn Lue needs to leave the exact same day. Because look at the Cavs now. In the finals for the last, what, 4 years?
Yeah.
And now not in it at all? Fired their coach six games in?
Mm-hmm.
They just screwed themselves.
Going to have another lottery pick in the draft?
Yeah.
That's how it goes, man. But does this... And this may just be a blip on the radar once it's all said and done. We look back years from now. And especially if this project in LA is just a complete disaster even after this. How much would this affect LeBron's overall legacy? Because I'm going to think he'll be on the Mount Rushmore of NBA players, period.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's just like MJ. It's like, but he didn't win any championships without Scottie Pippen. But look at this, this, and this.
Mm-hmm.
LeBron's is it. But when he went to the Lakers, he blew all that up.
Yeah. If LeBron doesn't win another title in Los Angeles, I think it could really hurt how he's perceived. I think it could. Just because you're the best player in the league, you're playing for one of the greatest franchises in the league's history. You had a lot of the same things you had in Cleveland, but you still couldn't get it done. I don't know. I think in a way it could hurt it. But at the end of the day, I mean, a lot of us, you know, watching him play, growing up watching him play, we're always going to think of him as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, if you're one of those people. But mm-hmm. generations after us might view him different. I don't know. If he wins at least one title in L.A., though, I think he's fine.
Take another short break over at Tennessee. George and Lindsey Nelson still scoreless in the top of the fourth ever. George is threatening. They got two on with two outs here. See if the Vols can get out of this jam over on campus here. We got birthdays coming up next. It's going to be Cole versus Ben Thurman. And hopefully it's a showdown of epic proportions, kind of like the Battle of the Bastards. Not calling you two bastards. It's like the Battle of the Bastards in Game of Thrones.
Okay.
I'm all about the Thrones references, guys. Just because... You know, everyone else on this station can get the references in. And, Falls got out of the jam. How about that? Going to the bottom of the fourth, still scoreless. But, yeah, everybody else can make the references. I don't get them. Now I get them.
There you go.
So I can make those references. I'm going to milk it for all it's worth here. Good. Stay tuned here, 865-546-8200. Birthdays coming up on the other side.
It's time to play the game. Time to play the game.
It is time to play the game here, April the 12th and 13th, birthdays here on Overtime. Thank God there's actual birthdays today.
Yeah, yesterday was very odd. Very odd to me.
Ben, yesterday, there was no real noble birthday at all. So I had to use three This Day in History trivia.
Really?
Facts, yeah.
Yeah.
We got birthdays today, though, thank
April
God.
April 11th is a boring day.
April 11th sucks.
Terrible day for famous birthdays. Terrible.
I'll remember that. No offense if your birthday's on April 11th, anybody out there. But as far as celebrities go,
Yeah.
Nothing noteworthy. However, thank goodness today and tomorrow brings us plenty. We got nine.
Okay.
Four from today, five from tomorrow. Names are pretty solid. I'm going to give this list a B+.
Oh. Okay.
So pretty solid overall names. Let's get to it with today's birthdays. First up, he is 32. He's an American singer of this. they started out as like an emo, like poppy, punky type of band, and now they're like more like just pure like pop-ish. They've been around since about the mid-2000s. He's known for a very distinctive voice, and his band has written songs such as I Write Sins, Not Tragedies, Nine in the Afternoon, The Emperor's New Clothes.
Oh, that's Panic at the Disco.
Yes, it is Panic at the Disco. Who is the lead singer of Panic at the Disco?
Oh, God, I know his name.
Good song.
Well, Ben's out, so Cole.
Brandon, he has a weird, Erie? Brandon.
I can't.
Uri?
Okay, I'm getting it to, yeah.
Uri? Okay.
Brendan Uri.
Uri. Okay.
But yeah, you got close enough. Ben wasn't something coming weird up with anything, so I had to give it to you. 1-0, Cole.
Right in the third. No outs. Okay. Here we go.
Okay, runners in scoring position for
and
the Big Orange with no outs here. Let's go. Something going here. She's 31. I'm going to see if she did anything like before. That's right. Okay. She is, like I said, she's going to be, she is 31 today. She is an American country pop singer and songwriter. She's a reality TV personality, and she also has a famous husband who just recently retired from the National Football League.
Jesse James Decker.
Jesse James Decker.
I was going to say that. You're fast.
Yep, Jesse James Decker. Wife of Eric Decker.
Yeah.
I can totally forgot she was a singer.
Who did he retire from? Was it the
Titans? Didn't he retire
from the Titans?
That was the last actual team he was on.
I didn't know if he had like one of those one-day contracts to...
Played for the Broncos, Jets, and Titans, and he was an off-season practice squad member for the Patriots.
Oh, okay.
But never played an actual down for the Patriots. So there we go. 2-0, Cole.
Okay.
73 today. American actor, mainly known for his TV roles. He's played a leading role in each of these series. The first was Married with Children. He was Al Bundy. And next, he was Jay Pritchett on Modern Family.
Oh,
I don't watch that show.
Did you watch Married with Children?
No.
Ah, you missed out. Married with Children is such a good show. It's a show that would never fly today.
I've never even heard of that show.
It's pretty funny. It is risque, but it's pretty funny. What is his name?
He was also in the sports movie Blue Chips.
I didn't see that.
Blue Chips is so good. He's been in Wayne's World 1 and 2.
Ed.
5 seconds.
Ed O'Neill?
Oh, you got it.
Oh,
You got it. Ed just O'Neill. Barely got it, Cole. Is Ed O'Neill. Come on, Ben. You're slipping.
Do you like him better in...
Married with Children.
Really?
Al Bundy's a classic character.
Yeah, I probably have to agree.
Absolute classic character. Man, it's launched the career of Christina Applegate as well on that show.
Yeah. Yeah. It's true.
Yeah, absolutely fantastic show, Married with Children. Last for today, definitely got to be the top name for today. He's 72. He's a former American talk show host. He's been retired from the late night
game. David Letterman.
It's David Letterman.
Ooh, Letterman.
He's doing stuff on Netflix now, too. And he's grown out this massive beard.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
He looks insane.
He has a huge beard now. Yeah.
Yeah, it looks absolutely insane now. But Letterman definitely won the goats.
Tag up. One over balls.
Tennessee on the board right now. 1-0. The Vols strike first against Georgia.
Yes.
Two runners in scoring position. I'm sorry, just one right now. Still on second base, but a runner in scoring position.
One out.
And only one out.
Yeah.
How about that? Let's go. All right, 3-1. Cole moving into tomorrow's birthday. Still anybody's game. She'll be 31 tomorrow. American actress. Look at the movies here. Okay. She has played roles such as Marnie Michaels on the HBO comedy drama series Girls, and she was critically acclaimed for her performance in the 2017 horror film Get Out. She has a famous father.
Oh. Famous father, huh?
She's the daughter of former NBC Nightly News anchor Brian Williams.
Allison Williams?
It's Allison Williams.
Mm. I love Get Williams.
It's Allison Williams. Yep, 3-2, Cole.
I never saw Get Out. Really? I never saw it, no.
Good one.
Didn't see it.
Heard good things.
Are you going to watch Us?
Definitely. Definitely not.
Nah.
Definitely not.
You're not a horror movie person?
I hate them.
I already went to go see it.
Is it good?
Yeah, it was good.
Cole, scared easily.
I really am. Not afraid to admit it either.
At least, just admit it.
I do not enjoy those kind of movies at all.
It's more creepy than scary.
That's what I've heard. Yeah.
All right, here we go. Next up here, it's 3-2, Cole. He'll be 34 tomorrow. This is something Brackman would have absolutely got because he's an American rapper.
Oh, God.
Singer and songwriter. Let's see here. This might be hard. He first gained major recognition in 2010 for his guest feature on YG's, this song, I don't remember this song, Toot It and Boot It.
No idea.
Okay, but he's also known for his songs, Paranoid. Or Ty Dolla Sign? Is Ty Dolla Sign. Yeah. Oh, look at Cole getting rappers.
Yeah, one of my rappers.
Okay, Ty Dolla Sign going to be 34 tomorrow.
I think that's two all-time on the birthday game.
Okay, hey, better than none.
I think.
I kind of did not think you were going to get that, Cole. I'm not going to lie.
I didn't either.
But you did get it. It's now 4-2, so Cole gets the game with the next one he gets.
Okay.
We got three more to go here. Let's continue. He'll be 26 tomorrow. He is an NFL running back. He plays for the Los Angeles Chargers, and he played
his Melvin Gordon.
Ooh.
Melvin Gordon. I almost said Todd Gurley.
Oh, got to give it to Ben.
It was close.
Ben said Melf first. It was like Melvin. Melvin Gordon plays college football at Wisconsin. Yeah, I remember for like 1 or 2 weeks, he had the single game rushing record.
It was 1 week.
And then Samaje Perine
next week.
Mm. What was it? Like Gordon had 408 or something like that. And then Samaje Perine, it was 408. Samaje Perine the very next week, 427. Yeah.
Wow.
Absolutely.
1 week record.
Absolutely insane. 4-3 here, getting good on today's birthdays. He'll be a nice 69 tomorrow.
Okay.
American actor. Give you his roles here in just a second. Well, my personal favorite role for him is he does voice acting. He's always been the narrator for the Fallout video games. That's my personal favorite.
But you might
know him more for his roles such as the title character of Hellboy.
Ron Perlman.
And also Clay Morrow on Sons of Anarchy.
Mm.
Oh, that guy.
I didn't watch Sons of Anarchy.
Okay.
Cole wins with Ron Perlman.
Perlman.
Good game, though.
That was a good one.
And wasn't it, what's his name? It's going to be the new Hellboy.
David Harbour.
Yeah.
Hopper.
Like two, 3 days ago. This week, wasn't it?
Yep.
Good week for Hellboy.
Yeah, old Sheriff Hopper. He's going to be Hellboy now.
Yeah.
Final birthday, he would have been 276 tomorrow. Ladies and gentlemen, he's one of your founding fathers. And he was the third president.
Thomas Jefferson.
Yeah.
Old TJ.
Yeah.
Big week for TJ, his Virginia Cavaliers.
Winning the championship.
Getting the national championship.
Yeah. Yeah. Big week for him.
Big fan of Thomas Jefferson. I said that out loud on the Chili's, by the way, because me and my girlfriend were at Chili's off Kingston when Virginia was playing Auburn. And sure enough, the end of the game was on, like right as soon as we got there. And as soon as Virginia and Kyle Guy sinks those free throws to win, I didn't shout it, but I said out loud, "Big fan of Thomas Jefferson, big fan of TJ, let's go." Yep, good birthday game today. And finally, it's good to have some actual birthdays as well. And let's see, your top of the fifth, Tennessee nursing a 1-0 lead against Georgia. Let's go, Fighting Voltillo.
Still have not put up a run in the Vols.
Be absolutely.
Run.
Yeah, I hadn't scored on a shit.
Be absolutely huge, not knock on wood. Let's hope that doesn't change anytime soon. But I will tell you what's coming up soon. It's the final segment for this week on Overtime here. 865-546-8200. Speak now and forever. Hold your peace. We're heading into the weekend. When we come back, you are listening to Overtime on Fox Sports Knoxville. Yeah, the Spice Girls once said, "Say you'll be there, I'll be there. I'll be there tomorrow at the Orange and White game, baby."
Me too.
Let's go.
Me too.
I'm not really that excited. Real quick, Ben, any movement on the leaderboard? that we need to really give an update about.
There's nothing. I mean, the day's over. So
day's officially over. Yeah. God.
Standings are
so
set.
Tiger, what did Tiger officially shoot for today?
68.
Okay.
Pretty good.
First round 70, followed up by a second round 68.
Improving.
Ooh. Come on, Eldrick.
Come on, Sunday.
Come on, Eldrick. just give me a good showing this weekend here. 865-546-8200. Let's go and get Roger on the line here to close out this week. Roger, what you got for us, man?
That's the game tomorrow night. But first one, actually, hey, how you doing tonight, Tanner, tonight?
Roger, doing fantastic, man. The weekend is upon us, and I am really excited.
Yeah, me too. I can't wait till tomorrow night. Tanner, tomorrow night, are you going to the game tomorrow night, Tanner?
I will be, and so will Cole. Ben Thurman, are you going to Orange Monkey?
I will be there.
All three of us are going, yeah. Rog.
Cool, I'm going too. I'll be fun tomorrow night. And I just wanted to ask y'all, what kind of stuff, I know you can't put a lot into the game, but for the players and stuff, I just want to ask you what kind of stuff are you looking forward to seeing in the game?
Yeah, I get it, Roger. Man, I'm really, and this is what I look forward to every Orange and White game. Let me see those early enrollees. Let me see some people that are going to be moving into some starting roles coming up in the fall on both sides of the ball. And all the time when you have a new coordinator come in here, I want to see the new wrinkles for an offensive system like Jim Chaney's going to have. Now, I do think he's going to keep it pretty basic and vanilla tomorrow, but it'd just be interesting to see different formations that he comes out with. I want to see the emphasis on running versus passing the ball tomorrow out there, and really just see what a lot of those players who you won't see too much out of in the fall, I want to see what they got.
I'm with you, Tanner, with that. I want to see how Tanner does too with Tanner, how he does. So, and I just want to ask Tanner about both sides of the ball. I just want to ask you which one do you think is better to see? Is the offense or the defense? Which one is important for both sides? Have a good day, or take one side have a good day.
I think, Tanner? It's most important for neither side to really show too many faults. I mean, one unit is going to win the day, no matter how much of a margin it's going to be out there. But that's the thing, man. You really don't want either the offense or the defense to have too great of the day, because you're going to ask questions. Oh, well, if the offense had a really good day, the offense was able to move the ball pretty easily, running some vanilla type of plays, what's wrong with the defense? Or vice versa, the offense can't get anything done. You have to worry about either do you have a good defense, or is your offense going to be really that bad once the season starts? So I want highlight plays on both sides of the ball, Raj. I want people like you know on the defensive side of the ball that are known playmakers, like you got Daryl Taylor, you have Alante Taylor as well. I want those guys to be out there making plays, and same thing on the offensive side of the ball. I want the offensive line to look really good. I want Jarrett Garantano to look like he's been at UT for the 4 years that he's been here now. And also, man, I just want everybody to have like a pretty solid day.
Oh yeah, I'm with you with that, Hannah. I want to see how they all do, kind of with having some new guy. I'm kind of curious about that, about how T. Martin does and how Jim Chaney does. I'm kind of curious, Hannah, how does Jim Chaney, how much he's learning now? He learned early, you know. So I'm kind of curious how he does too, you know, too.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Hey, that's going to be one of the good things, too. You get to see Jim Chaney and T. Martin back at UT just roaming the sidelines wearing that Tennessee orange, Roger. It's going to be a good sight, man. Hey, buddy, we're up against it, man. I hope you have a great weekend. Maybe one of us will run into you on campus tomorrow out there at the Orange and White game. Should be a fantastic day, especially since
– bye-bye.
See you, man. Especially after the rains go away and early in the day as well.
Yeah.
So. Hoping for a good one tomorrow, because you see the storms that are predicted to come in
again,
Sunday.
The weather for tomorrow is looking much better than earlier in the week.
Yeah, it really is.
It's gone down quite a bit.
Well, is it any type of rain you're only going to get early in the day? And then, hey, that's just a benefit of having a 6 o'clock tip off. Well,
wow. I'm
on basketball mode. Wow. Kickoff, excuse me. Should be a good day tomorrow.
Should be. I'm looking forward to it. I really am. Orange and white game weekend is always a big weekend.
Always a fun day.
Always a fun day, yeah.
Hey, it's going to say it one more time before it's time for it tomorrow. If you want to go, that's fine.
Yeah.
You go out there and enjoy it, especially if you have a family, if you have kids. Take the young ones out there. Let them have fun. This is the only time a year you can go into Neyland Stadium without any type of anxiety at all.
This is also a great time to take the little ones, as you said, Tanner. But the orange and white game really is focused around family-friendly activities. Games during the season, kind of, but not so much. Spring game, definitely.
I'll be drinking in public. Well, so, I mean,
yeah, yeah, but
no kids are going to stop me.
Yeah, it is toned down.
As it stopped me before,
it is toned down to a degree.
So we'll be fine. No, I'm not. I'm going to. Everybody behave yourself out there tomorrow.
Yeah.
It is more of a family environment.
Sure.
I'll behave myself too.
Yeah.
Don't be burning mattresses, please.
Belligerent drunk running around campus screaming at people.
Bratman. I know you're listening out there. Somewhere.
I'll be with him.
Oh, yeah, God.
Keep him in check.
I can't wait for the text about come to the bean.
Yeah. We get one every weekend.
It's absolutely coming. Well, hey, we'll play Mobamba for him.
Sure.
I'm sure he'll love that.
I'm sure we'll get another Snapchat about that tomorrow as well, as we usually do.
I'm sure he's going to greatly appreciate that. But, hey, if you want to go, it's going to be a fine opportunity. It's going to be a fine day to go. If you don't go, you don't have to go.
Yeah.
You're not obligated to go, but don't trash people who do go.
Exactly.
And vice versa. Don't trash people who don't.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, it's just a spring game. And it's just a scrimmage.
Exactly.
And with that, that'll do it for this week on Overtime. For Ben Thurman and Cole McCormick, I'm Tanner Carson. Hope you all have a great weekend. Orange and White Game Masters. And we'll all wrap it up with Game of Thrones on Sunday. Cannot wait to talk about all on Monday. We will see you then.